Let's talk about that a minute. What about work? Can you count that? Well, I worked for 15 years as an emergency room doctor, and most of the nurses I worked with were overweight. Think about it. I think it's actually a disadvantage. I love ER nurses. They sacrifice. I fall in love with every breakfast waitress who ever helps on me, but most of them are overweight. And if you think about the professions that require the people to be on their feet, retail, nurses, waitresses, most of them are overweight. Every ER doctor I worked with, except for one, was overweight. And these were people that were on their feet all day long. I think what happens is the walking, the standing around on your feet, and the inconsistent pacing here and there exhaust you where you don't want to exercise when you get home, yet it doesn't keep you fit. So my strategy as emergency room doctor was to conserve energy. Taking the stairs. Have you ever met anybody who actually became fit by taking the stairs and parking the car close, further away from the door at the shopping center? I never have. I conserve energy at work, and then I become an animal after work. So be a good intellect, but be a good animal. There's nothing wrong with that. Be spiritual, be intellectual, but give yourself time during the day to be a good animal. And conserve the energy when you're working. Now, there's exceptions. If you chop wood for a living, yeah, you're probably in shape from your job. But being on your feet all day is probably not going to get it. I haven't met the person. So counting steps at work with a pedometer, I think you wasted your money. I think you need to go get in your car, measure a mile and a half from your house, walk there and back.